More than a quarter of likely voters in a recent Texas poll called the economy their top issue. That resonated with Amy Porch of Dallas as she stood outside Fair Park's Centennial Building.
It's getting harder for me to save money because the prices of everything are going up, because we're not drilling for oil, we're not doing the things that we need to make us independent, you know, and be able to have lower gas prices like we did back in 4 years ago.
When asked about his top election issue, the first words out of retired Air Force mechanic J.D.'s mouth were also the economy.
I hope this grow more. Do something to make it grow more. It hasn't affected me really. I'm retired military, so, but I feel for the other people though. People got to live.
J.D., who's from Sherman, didn't stop there.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I like to see the Congress and the Senator have term limits. You need a whole new regime because they're not getting along. So it don't matter who president. If the Democrats don't work with the Republicans, the Republicans don't work with Democrats, it's not going to work anyway.
Russell Huffman, with his wife and little boy climbing in and out of an SUV on display, said he is especially concerned about the House and Senate congressional races because he says that's where gridlock starts and must stop.
It's all Congress and the Senate who does all the decision making. Jobs, education, they all tie together. They all can be changed if the people in Washington would just not worry about lining their own pockets and worry about the American public because they're shipping everything overseas.
Recent Baylor graduate Drew Kelly, who at first mentioned the economy as his main issue, also ended up connecting it to education.
I would like some kind of assistance or help with student loans after people graduate, because all the candidates talk about now is getting more loans to people, getting more grants to people while they're going to school. But if I could do some kind of public service and volunteer my time part-time for 2 years after graduating and get some of my money forgiven, that'd be awesome.
As they waited in line for corny dog coupons or looked with longing at new cars, these state fair visitors wondered how Congress might create jobs or improve their standard of living. They want their next Texas senator to avoid partisan bickering and just get down to business. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.